Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. I know it's a popular concept, the imposter syndrome. And I'm sure it's a real thing. Psychology Today and a billion other publications have articles on it. There's research on it. Ugh. They say it's when we feel undeserving of our achievements, our successes, our promotions. Frankly, I just don't like the language imposter syndrome. It focuses on deficits and doesn't address the real issue. And the real issue is a lack of confidence. So in this podcast, we're going to change the language and the imagery that we use. We're going to extricate imposter syndrome from our vocabulary and, most importantly, from our mindset. We are going to focus on how we build confidence. As I start, I think it's important to identify confidence thieves. They're in our minds and often came from our early messages. These are messages like women can't do that. People of color shouldn't even try that. The differently abled don't belong here. You're not that smart. You're not really deserving of much attention. You can't rise above your origins. There are all kinds of early messages that can be deeply embedded in our psyche. Some of us lack the self-awareness to know which tapes are playing and sabotaging our self-esteem and our self-confidence. The first step in closing the confidence gap is to reflect on your early messages. They may have come from family, from friends, from teachers, from coaches, from religious leaders, any major influencer in your life. Take some time to figure out which of those messages were affirming. When you identify affirming messages, allow yourself to focus on them. I don't mean focus for a moment. I mean reflect on them daily. Make them the screensaver on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. Find a way to keep the good messages, the affirming messages, clearly visible. I believe it's important to start from this place of abundance and of gratitude. Those messages can serve you well if you pull them, actively pull them into your consciousness. I remind myself that my father used to say, if you don't work with your brains, you'll have to work with your backs, so you'd better get a good education. He worked in the steel mills, the segregated steel mills in Lackawanna, New York, and he wanted us not to endure such difficult, backbreaking labor. I remind myself that my grandmother instilled the fact there is nothing the Lord won't see me through. I had teachers who reinforced my intelligence. I love to write now because Mrs. Shinta, Vanessa Shinta at Narden Academy, always encouraged me to write. Now I got to turn our attention to the early messages that contribute to our confidence gap. You can't ignore them because they're real and they have real impact. And many of them have lasting impact. What were those messages? Spend time reflecting on them. I suggest jotting them down. Not jotting them down so you can ruminate on them, but jotting them down and analyzing what each message means, the power that you've given it, and the impact it has had or is having in your life. For each of those messages, I'd like for you to create a replacement message. Let me give you some example. A woman I know struggled with her finances, and this had its roots in the fact that her parents made money but weren't wise about saving investing. Her mother spent capriciously and her father, he kind of leaned toward being a little slick, a little shady. So she had these messages that she wasn't a good money manager, that she could wind up broke in her old age. In her mother's later years, she had to take care of her finances and she also had to bear some of the expenses of her mother's living costs and eventually her caregivers. And this woman would tell herself that she had propensities like her mother. It took time and therapy for her to realize that her mother's story was not her story. She began replacing these messages of lack with those of abundance. She began recognizing the ways in which she was markedly different from both of her parents. I need to give you another real-time example. One of my coaching clients is a mid-career physician who has been stymied in the promotion process. It is not because she can't do the work of the next level, but it's because she's not been able to present herself as competent and as capable. She has trouble believing that she should have gotten as far as she has. And I believe that the lack of confidence shows up in her interviews and in her interactions with people who could advance her career. When she did the deep dive on her earliest messages, she discovered that though her parents expected her to go to college, they had higher hopes for her brother's careers. The expectation was that she'd meet someone, marry, and have a pretty inconsequential career. She did meet someone. She did marry. But she wanted more from her career and worked very hard to get it. Now, it's unfortunate, but the someone she married reflected her parents' mindset. He didn't think her career mattered as much as his, and he often shared that sentiment with her. He often minimized her accomplishments. So, here's how she started building her confidence. First, she started updating her CV every month, and that helped her see all of her contributions in her world. It also kept her interview ready. She didn't have to scurry around and remember what she had done. Her CV was ready. There's an expression, stay ready and you don't have to get ready. So she took that to heart. The next thing she did was update her CV. The next thing she did was every time she updated her CV, she took the time to reflect on it and absorb all of the accomplishments, all of the successes that she had accomplished, that she had done. She savored it. That's what I really want to say. She savored it. She took it in. And she also decided to put together a statement of impact. That document captured all the ways she had positively impacted her profession. She included things like the outcomes she and her team had generated that brought above average revenue for her clinic. She included things like how her mentoring had helped 5 mid-career women get promoted. She included a lot. And I'll tell you, if you want to know more about statements of impact, there's a woman named Dr. Natasha Gadson, and she does workshops on statements of impact, how to put them together. Everybody has different impact in the world, so take the time to discover and record yours. She used the statement of impact as a companion to her CD, a very powerful companion. It helped her to advance her brand in her mind and eventually in the world. You know, it's obvious that all of this starts in the head. By acknowledging key accomplishments in all spheres of our lives, we can begin to embrace our successes. Those accomplishments did not happen by accident. They happened because you and I worked to make them happen. Whether you worked alone or worked in collaboration with others, you were an essential part of that equation. So, since we know it starts in our heads, what are you reading? What are you listening to? And what are you watching? Are you being intentional about what you feed your psyche? I will tell you, I am not big on self-help books, but I am big on books of affirmations, of success stories, of faith, and of encouragement. I love the Tiny Book of Mindfulness. I love Maya Angelou's Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. That's an absolutely fabulous book that always builds me up and fills my heart. And there's another good book, You've Got This by Margie Worrell. Well, I don't know if it's pronounced Worrell or Worrell. It's W-A-R-R-E-L-L. There are lots of books, lots of podcasts, lots of TED Talks, and other things that will feed your soul nourishing, affirming food. As you work to increase your confidence, integrate those kinds of things into your life. I love my morning devotionals because they always make me feel powerful. They remind me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Find a way to start your day that bolsters your spirit and focuses you on your personal power. This is really important. When you have self-confidence, you believe you can get things done, accomplish your goals. So why not begin your day with thoughts that remind you of your power? Remember, self-confidence enables you to change your view of yourself. This is intentional change. It does not happen by accident. Here's an interesting thing about self-confidence. It leads to even more opportunities to improve, grow, and be more confident. It feeds on itself. As you recognize your successes and believe that you can be successful, you're more likely to take risks, to try new things, and experience even more success. That means just try. Trust yourself, try, and then track your successes. Yep, you will have failures, and you will learn from them, and you will move on. As you're making it a habit of tracking your successes, you will be surprised at how many victories you may have overlooked. If you listen to my podcast, you know that I'm also big on celebrating. Get in the habit of celebrating the wins, the big wins, the little wins, the medium wins. Celebrate all of them. This whole thing about building self-confidence is all about changing what you believe about yourself. One of the ways you can do this is by looking back over the race you're running and track the victories. Here's the wonderful thing about self-confidence. It makes you more comfortable with the uncomfortable. True confidence gives you the ability to feel at home, to feel right in a variety of situations, even the situations that are foreign or produce a little discomfort. It's in those uncomfortable situations that more growth comes. That's where we find what's already buried inside of us and we build on it. I'm sure most of us know that there is a physical component to confidence. Are you working out? Are you doing Tai Chi, Qigong, cycling, rock climbing, hiking, biking, yoga? What are you doing to enhance your physical well-being? What are you doing to strengthen your body? When you challenge yourself physically, you gain even more confidence because you learn more about what you can do with your body. As you improve your health, you begin to see more possibilities in this realm of your life, too. Speaking of the physical, how's your posture? Do you stand up straight? Do you walk with your head held high? Some people refer to power poses where you thrust your shoulders back, stand tall, and take up more space. You know, walk purposefully. The goal is to quietly make your presence felt. There is no need to be loud or obnoxious. Do you project your voice? As you continue to build your confidence, small changes in these things will help you project that inner woman or man who believes in themselves and their abilities. Some people confuse confidence with arrogance, and they're not the same. They're not the same. They're not the same. I don't even think they're related. My sneaking suspicion when I encounter arrogant people is that all of that bravado is just a mask. I think they're secretly doubting themselves and they secretly lack confidence, so they choose to pretend to be legends. And in fact, they're only legends in their own minds. Self-confident people can stand up for themselves and be comfortably assertive. Arrogant people stand up for themselves, but often while they're trampling on other people. And there's a difference. There's a difference. There's a difference. Self-confident people aren't cocky. They're self-assured. Self-confident people rest in the quiet belief in themselves. And I am not convinced that arrogance is a true belief in the self. I see it as more haughty and perhaps disregarding of others to make oneself feel better. So I don't want you getting self-confidence and arrogance confused because they're not the same. I need to pull together a few pieces before I close. If you're doubting whether you should apply for a promotion, ask yourself, why not me? Remind yourself of all your accomplishments and successes. Affirm what you've already done and believe that there are more victories to come. If you're doubting why you've been promoted or elevated, ask yourself, why not me? Remind yourself of all the preparation you did to get to that level. It did not happen by accident. It happened because you earned a title, a position, an opportunity, and there are more victories to come. It's not what you can do that makes you confident. Well, that's a little bit of it, but it's what you believe you can do. The more you believe, the more willing you'll be to grow your knowledge and your skills to be more competent. Along this growth path, your circle of influence is bound to increase. Your power as an influencer leads to more collaborations and the ability to garner resources to get more things done. As you build your confidence channel, as you build your confidence, channel the people who inspire you. Remember their examples. If they're accessible, call on them for support. Everybody needs a cheering section. I'm fortunate to have a family that always urges me to accomplish my goals, even big goals that may seem out of reach to other people. I've had the same best friend since I was 9 years old. When I have self-doubt, I call Michelle and she builds me up. As you build your confidence, envision what you want and who you're aspiring to be. I mean aspiring within. I'm not talking about aspiring to be someone else. I'm talking about your aspirations for the best version of your wonderful, wonderful self. Pay close attention to how and where you're focusing your energy. You get more of whatever you're focusing on. Focus on anxiety and you get more anxious. Focus on fear and you get more fearful. Focus on potential and it grows exponentially. Focus on creating good habits and they become automatic. Focus on action and you move inertia out of the way. Focus on inspiration and you'll find and create more light. Nothing I've said about self-confidence is new or revolutionary. What I hope is that it's enabled you to create a reframe. You're not an imposter. You never were, and you never will be. You have opportunities to build confidence. And I hope that you'll take a few ideas from this podcast and trust yourself to soar. You were meant to soar. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.